The heart of every organization is its people. We're taking action to take care of them, to develop a world-class team, now and into the future. This is Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie.
Welcome back to another episode of Empowering Excellence. I'm Art Sterrett, and I'm here with my co-host, Frankie Ramos. Frankie, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Art. How are you doing?
I'm good. So why are you hangry today anyway?
Oh my gosh. You know what? I look at the clock and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 11 o'clock. And I had another meeting and somebody from one of our other commands called me when I was on my way out to run to get a donut. And nope, that meeting took a little bit longer. But thank you for thinking of me and giving me some Skittles, because now my blood sugar is back where it needs to be. And now I'm not hangry anymore. I'm excited.
I consider that part of my job description. Make sure nobody's hangry.
Yes, thank you. Mission accomplished.
So what are we talking about today anyway?
We are going to talk about a topic that I love. And I think as I got to the latter part of my career, I started to become more passionate about. And that's about, basically the fancy word for it is talent acquisition. If I'm just talking on the street with anybody, it's about hiring the right people at the right time, the people with the right skill sets. We do all things that touch cybersecurity, information warfare, very important stuff that protect our national security. And so we need the brightest, and it's all about strategically planning out, charting out a path for how we're going to find the brightest people. And then the real challenge comes with, okay, so now we found them. How do we sell them on come and join Nav War and here are all the things that we can offer you? Spoiler alert, we cannot offer you the umpty-umpt amounts of dollars that you might make at another place like Google, Apple, insert whatever. So that is a challenge that we've always had. It's not going away, not anytime soon. Talent acquisition is a partnership. It is not one-sided. It is not an HR thing. It's a partnership between HR and the department that has the needs, because the department is going to provide the sides of what I call the tech geek speak. I don't know a whole lot about information warfare platforms. I'm not in the weeds, so I need them to capture the audience with the work that they do on a daily basis. But then from an HR aspect, me and my team can sell the prospective employee on what do you get from an HR benefits perspective coming to NavWar? What can we offer you? We can't offer you dollars, but here are the other things that we can offer you that actually have served us pretty well, because we were ranked number one for employee engagement. So we do pretty darn good there.
Thinking about it in terms of our human capital strategy, this is a cornerstone of what your team does at NavWar and your extended team.
Yes.
Our labs, our NIWICs. And so I think that's one of the reasons that NavWar has developed so many different programs in engaging the employee and developing the employee, and then the way that we do recruiting. What's the difference between recruiting and talent acquisition? Is there a difference, or is it?
I believe that there's a difference. And it's funny because I'm working on a different project actually to partner with Program Executive Office, C4I, which I know we're not supposed to use acronyms, but let me tell you that C4I stands for a lot of stuff. Art, you probably could chime in and explain what the C4I is. I'm working on a project for them. And so I was doing some research last night. Turns out the research that I found, there is a difference between recruiting and talent acquisition. My understanding is talent acquisition is more almost like a courtship, if you will, a little bit like a headhunter. You work with the department that has the needs. Hopefully they're leaning forward and not waiting until, oh my gosh, Art Sterrett left us, so I have a vacancy, we got to fill it. Hopefully they're doing what I call lead proactive recruitment, thinking ahead of time. Talent acquisition, I'd say, is more of a courtship, more external, proactive outreach, cultivating relationship with organizations, colleges, universities, wherever you think the talent, the skill set lies. And then recruiting, on the flip side, I would say very connected to talent acquisition, but I would say the recruiting piece comes when you've got one on the hook and they're ready to sign up on that dotted line. And so now it's more the paperwork that follows to document. Okay, now we're going to offer you the job, and you know, now we're going to set your entrance on duty date. And now we've got to make sure you have all of the things that you need to be operational day one when you step into NavWar. So that's kind of the difference for me.
So needless to say, this is a critical part of the NavWar mission, bringing in that new talent that we need to carry on the NAVWAR and the Navy mission, because we really have a no-fail mission. Our country is depending on us for their defense, and bringing in the people to do that mission is so very critical. We're going to bring in somebody who is an expert in this area and can maybe help us out, especially from the perspective of one of our NIRC labs, because they hire so much of the NAVWAR workforce every year. And so did you want to introduce our...
Yes. I will be honored to. We have a guest with us. Her name is Sharmika Spates. She is the Human Resources Director for Naval Information Warfare Center Pacific, also known as NIWC PAC. So she is with us today because she is the lead on our NAVWAR Human Capital Strategy Plan. She is the lead of the recruit pillar. And so she's going to probably talk to us a little bit about today regarding kind of what we've done. She and the team have had a lot of synergy about things that they want to do. She's going to touch on all the things that are underway, and I'm excited to have her here. So I will turn it over to you, Sharmika. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you, Art and Frankie, for having me today. It's an honor to be here. My first podcast.
It won't be your last, something tells me.
No, it won't. Can you do me a favor? Can you share with us a little bit about how you got started and how you kind of came to where you are now, the HRD for NIWC PAC?
I started with Human Resources Service Center Southeast. Goodness, almost 15 years ago. So I actually started when I was debating about, you know, what do I want to do? It was nursing. And then it was like, I like human resources, just kind of what we learn about it. And I will say the private sector and what I thought it would be is a lot different than what it is working HR in the federal government. I started as a recruiter doing delegated examining and then kind of worked my way up, learning pretty much all aspects of the operations center processes. Then I was like, you know, I really want to work more with the customers, you know, have that one-on-one interaction rather than, you know, talking to our hiring managers or human resources offices on the phone. So I was like, what can I do to kind of branch out? And I got my first opportunity in 2018, human resources director at Navy Region Southwest. And then I joined the NAVWAR team. What, right around pandemic, March 2020, right when the pandemic
that
started.
That was the start. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I joined the team and, you know, I've learned a lot about our organization and, you know, I'm glad I made the move.
Good. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Art, what do you think about talent acquisition? What has your experience been? Because you have a different perspective.
It's interesting because I just came from doing a Get Real, Get Better interview with some folks from NAVAIR, and MK, our director of training, was part of it. And one of the things they asked me as part of this interview was, what keeps you up at night? And so thinking about it in terms of corporate operations and human resources, and then even to a more granular level on talent acquisitions, my answer to him was making sure that NAVWAR is able to recruit and, just as importantly, retain the talent that we need to deliver on our information warfare mission to provide our Navy warfighters with the capabilities that they need to defend the country. That was my answer to what keeps you up at night. So,
like, oh, I'm touched that keeps him up at night.
Well, you know, we just got named. San Diego's famous for a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
But we just got named the most expensive city in the entire United States to live in. So competition out there for talent, the IT companies that reside in San Diego, the Qualcomms, the Apple, I guess, is coming. The folks that make TurboTax, all these IT companies, we're competing for that talent.
Right.
And as you pointed out earlier, we can't always compete on salary. So we have to compete on mission.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have a great mission. And
you're absolutely right. I think that, you know, how do we get the fish on the hook, if you will? It's going to be the mission. It's going to be, we care about you once you join the NAVWAR team. These are the things that we do to try and invest in you and your continued career growth, because people also want to come to a place where they have opportunity to move up. They don't want to stay in the same job for however many years. And I think NAVWAR does a really good job at that. The other thing too, when I think about talent acquisition and kind of a lot of the challenges that we have on the federal side, something else that comes to mind is, it's amazing that there's still the number of people out there that they'll ask me, like, what do you do? I'm at my son's baseball games. Like, oh, I do HR. And they go, oh, well, who do you do HR for? I say, oh, Department of Navy. Oh, so you're active duty? Nope. No, I'm not. A lot of people assume that if you work for insert any Department of Defense agency, that you must be active duty. You've got to wear the uniform. You got to do deployments, all of that hard stuff that comes with it. Thankfully, there's a solution. You can still support DOD. You can still be part of national security.
That's a great point, because sailors and Marines couldn't do their jobs if we weren't doing our jobs to make sure that the talent that needs to be in place to support them was there. Sharmeeka, talk about talent acquisition from your perspective as the director of HR at NIWC Pacific. And what do you see as the challenges maybe and the opportunities?
One thing with the human capital strategy plan is kind of, I see like the holistic aspect of it, as far as, you know, the NIWCs and NAVWAR, things that you both mentioned, right, of needing the talent. We can't accomplish our mission without the talent. And then also the top talent. And we need resources to do that. We really want to establish NAVWAR as the employer of choice. So we talk about the innovation, support of the warfighter, make it known that this is a civilian service job. This is how you can support that. What marketing and branding strategies do we need to implement so that we can target the top talent, as well as establish that name recognition, and also use some technology, like we have Yellow, which is our centralized resume collection database, as well as simplifying recruitment processes. So I think all of this will ultimately enable us to be an employer of choice and have the top talent. Some of the challenges I see are the competition. We can't offer as much salary as some of these private industries, but what we can do is kind of make that commitment. So what we've started, and I know that we've been using it for a while now, is the contingent job offers. Mm-hmm. It's just securing them and establishing that commitment. You know, we're interested in you. Come join our team, and hopefully we can get that top talent before some of those bigger companies get them, Amazon or Microsoft. I think that also helps with the lengthy hiring process. Mm-hmm. These other private organizations, they don't have all of the same laws, regulations that they have to adhere to, so they work quicker than what we can. But if we can kind of secure that talent with that contingent job offer or on the spot offer, that would help us out significantly in the job market. Next would be, we can also use direct hire authorities. Educate our hiring managers on all of the avenues of hiring that they can use to get their top talent. One of the other challenges that we're working on to overcome with the pillar is just modernization of our recruitment processes. So I believe that we've come a long way. We just have a wonderful revamp of our NAVWAR websites. We show our innovation, our technology, who we are, our vision, and you can easily apply on that front page. Join our team is right there. I think it enhances the application process because it's easy to find. Reaching different generations. You know, the younger generations, they're into social media. They're not really looking for opportunities on USA Jobs. We can either use LinkedIn to post our positions or even use LinkedIn. We have this position. Here's this link. Please apply to us. So these are the ways that we can engage differently. So we're finding ways to reach those new avenues to recruit talent. Continuously working on our brand. It's a process. So we find out what works, what can we do better, and then use those lessons as we progress.
In the last year, how many people did NIWC Pacific hire?
Oh, goodness. I want to say probably approximately 500.
Yeah, that sounds right.
About 500.
Talk about some of the different types of outreach that you do within the community. I know NIWC Pacific has some very innovative and forward-leaning outreaches into the community.
We do. So we have partnership with the Cyber Center of Excellence, so also known as the CCOE. We also do a lot of college and outreach for both our new professional programs and also for our entry-level positions. And we also participate like in our Wounded Warrior events. And then we're also looking at expanding opportunities with like the National Foundation for Autism Research. And we're really opening to forming partnerships with other organizations within our local community. We're really big on trying to keep the talent in the San Diego area. If we can provide those opportunities within the community, that mm-hmm. would be great.
Let me take you back to the last fiscal year. You've been running the recruit pillar for some time. And can you share with us kind of some notable achievements that we've done, talking about our employment branding and really connecting with the next generation who's like, yeah, no, what is USA Jobs? Like, that's too difficult. Like, can I just have a QR code?
Okay, definitely. Some of the accomplishments that we've had, we procured Yellow, which really helped us out a lot, especially on the HR standpoint. We were doing our manual collection of resumes, especially for those career entry-level positions where we go out and we recruit. So we recently procured that. PAO, they've updated their websites. Very modern, innovative. It shows who we are and where we want to go. I really want to look at some avenues on, you know, focusing on women in STEM, women overall in NavWar. What can we do to reach them? We've done a little bit of research to see what's important to them. So it's part of our brand. And every time that we want to establish a marketing strategy or recruitment strategy, we have to do research. That's the first part of our brand. Understanding what's important to our target audience. Mm-hmm. Is it work flexibilities, right? The culture, empowerment, career progression, and having a community. What I plan to do is work on some efforts on showcasing each of these things that we have as NavWar that'll help bring in that talent for, you know, women in STEM, women overall, and would make us their employer of choice for them.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for bringing up the women piece of the talent acquisition, because one of the areas where NavWar has struggled is recruiting and retaining female employees. And so that's a focus area for us. And Francesca, I know you've got some ideas about some outreaches that we can do there. Do you want to share any of those?
Yeah. So Sharmika and I are super excited to finally have a stake in the ground. Like, no kidding. This is what we're going after for the new fiscal year. So she's done a lot of research of finding organizations that cater to that targeted audience, women. There's the organization Women in Defense. Women in Defense, NavWar, seems mm-hmm. like it's a good match. So
you're both seasoned female leaders at NavWar. If you were talking to one of your younger peers, perhaps out in the community who's thinking about their future career, what would your message be to them to try to acquire their talent at NavWar? Sharmika, you go first.
I would say that NavWar is a place for growth and opportunity. And if I could go back, and one thing I always do when I consider what would I tell, you know, a young female growing in to her role and her position is you want to work for a place that has a great culture, one place where you know that you'll fit in and you'll be empowered to make decisions, be a part of the team. And I definitely think that NavWar, NavWar Pacific, definitely has that, would make it the best place to work for you and for you to be valued, empowered, and part of the team.
This has been a great conversation today about a super important topic for NavWar. You know, how do we get the future talent that's going to help defend our country? And I want to thank you, Sharmika, especially for being our guest today.
Thank you.
Thank you, NavWar, and anybody else tuning in to another episode of Empowering Excellence. Have a great day, Frankie and Sharmika.
Thanks.
Thank
boss.
You.
Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie is a production of the NavWar Headquarters Public Affairs Office in association with NavWar Corporate Operations. Our podcast production team includes Ed Disco Buckleton, Kara McDermott, and Ramon Goh, our digital media specialist who produced today's show. On behalf of Frankie and myself, I am Art Sterrett. Have a great Navy Day.